I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Denver Hoops and Dreams. Nelson, I can see you in the camera. I don't know what you're doing over here.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, everybody. This is going to be a short episode today. We're not gonna make this. We know you see the title of the show and everything, but I'm gonna tell you guys, man, we're not gonna make this any type of somber situation or anything like that. But yes, this right now, for the time being, is the last show. But the one thing that I will say is this: Denver Hoops and Dreams, there's a very high probability that we will be back and return. But as of right now, this is the last episode for the time being. But I wanted to make sure that we got a chance to talk about it. Talk about the amazing season that the Nuggets had, because of course that was the reason we did this show, you know, and I was able to meet two of these amazing guys right here. But before we jump into any specifics, guys, like we do every single show, I want to make sure I see how you guys are doing. Nelson, talk to me. How are you? How is the family?
Well, it's good to be on with you, two fine gentlemen. I'm doing so-so. I unfortunately have a nasty eye cold. Uh-oh. And so that's not been all that much fun, but other than that, I'm doing great and looking forward to speaking with you guys and wrapping up the show and talking maybe also a little bit about the Nuggets Summer League. And so it's exciting that the season seems to never end, and it's always great to be on with you two fine gents. Yes, sir.
Very cool. Jack, talk to us, man. How you doing, man? How's the family?
Good. I mean, you know, a little bit bummed that we got to wrap it up here for now, like you said, for now. But, you know, it's other than life, myself is doing good. The family's good. So can't really complain about, you know, the external factors, but ready to talk to you guys as I've always loved to do and ready to just, you know, vibe out.
Very cool.
How you doing, Jeremy?
Nah, man, I'm cool.
Yeah, Jeremy, how you living?
Nah, man, I'm cool, y'all. Just, you know, got a chance to just chill with family yesterday, celebrate the 4th and everything. And, you know, well, some of the plans that we had were, you know, a little messed up due to the weather. You know, good old Colorado weather. We're like, oh, yeah, we're about to go outside. And all of a sudden, there's like a huge thunderstorm, lightning storm. And we're like, okay, back inside, you know. So it was an interesting day. But, you know, it's about family, right? You know, we got that moment to chill out. And my daughter was, as much as I'll tell you guys, as much as I don't like fireworks personally, my daughter loves them, right? Like when she was hearing them, she's trying to run to see where direction they're coming from. And, you know, so, but yesterday was a cool day overall. So life is all right, man. Life is cool. You know, I can't complain at all, actually.
Good to hear.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So the Nuggets start their summer league on Friday. Jack just confirmed that with me. Mm-hmm. And they've been going through practices and we've seen some highlights in the practices. And I have to say that Strother, the first round pick, has looked really, really good from the outside, advertised. Today, I think he was 3 for 3 on 3-point shots during their practice. They had a scrimmage with refs in place and everything. He looked really good. Colin Gillespie has looked really strong. Mm-hmm. Ismail Camagate, excuse me, the draft pick from last year, has been participating. He's looked really strong at the rim. And then I think you have to talk about P. Watt, baby.
Peyton Watson.
Peyton Watson.
That boy is going to have a really good season.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm. And he's looked really amazing. So that's been kind of fun to look at. Have you had a chance to look at that at all, Jack?
Yeah, I've been able to look at it a little bit. Like you said, there's flashes. It's so hard because, you know, it is that summer league team practicing. So I really want to see them, of course, in game. That's when you're going to see them play their best. And so I'm really excited to see that Friday. I think it's about 5:30 Eastern is when the Nuggets start. They'll play Milwaukee. So that'll be really cool. I think, or actually, yeah, 2 p.m. Actually, 2 p.m. for 3 p.m. East Mountain Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. I'm getting them all mixed up if for any of you Nuggets fans and all your time regions. But, yeah, it's really cool. I think that they're really – promising. You never know. I would love to see them win it. I don't think they've ever won it. I think it's been a hot minute if they've ever done something like that.
I don't think they have.
Honestly. I don't either.
Yeah, I don't think they have.
Because they've never won a finals before either. So.
That is true. This is the year. This is the year of never have done. So
yes, sir. So I was kind of bummed Christian Brown wouldn't play, but you know, you can't win them all. It's really cool to see Kamagate though. I think, you know, stuff I've hearing, especially with like contractual things, it seemed like he was going to stay in France for a little bit.
That's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I thought he was going to stay in France for a little bit more. So, I mean, I would love for him to be the backup big this year. I mean, what's better than having such a promising young guy go out there? And they re-signed DeAndre Jordan, so you still got that veteran center presence. But with Jeff Green leaving, I just think the more youthful big men, because I would say if you're talking Nuggets kind of holes in their roster, it would definitely be their front court. I would think that, you know, the depth is starting to kind of be picked apart, especially with injuries to Zeke. I just think that I'd like to see a little bit stronger unit there. So the more of these young guys coming in, the better. I don't know who fills. I think they have one spot available on their roster. So I don't really know who's really going to take that lead, but we'll see. I'm excited to see them ball out. You know, it's kind of hard to play against teams like the Thunder, who've been stocking up rookies two-year players their whole the past like 6 years. So
that team is the real process.
Yeah,
that's
the real process.
Right? And according to Stephen A. Smith, they're the team to beat in the West.
Oh Lord, you know what he said today. I did he say that on the show or did you see a tweet about that? He said that on the show. There's no way.
They're the team to beat in the West. That's what I heard.
There's no way Stephen A. Smith actually said those words out of his mouth. I need to see video proof, because if he did, I'm about to get back on Twitter right now and have a blast. Because I do know I saw a troll tweet about that. But I don't know.
Okay. So maybe that's what I saw.
That's why I'm asking. Maybe that's what I saw. There's a page called the NBA Central, right? So they changed the A and made it.
Okay.
And then they've been
I stand corrected.
They've been fooling a lot. That's why I asked you, because I know
that makes sense. That makes sense, Jeremy. That makes sense, brother. Because I can't imagine that he would actually say
that. Yeah, listen, Stephen A. Smith has said some idiotic things in the past. But if he went out on a limb and said something dumb like that, oh boy. But then again, the reason that that tweet did well is because people would actually believe it.
Yeah.
That's right. The bad part.
Including me.
Hey, listen, it gets people. That's those troll accounts are, hey, man, I guess they have their place.
Yeah. Jalen Pickett was also the other player that impressed me in some of the clips.
Right.
Not only on some pick and rolls with Kamigate, but also with his outside shots. And I made a reference in one of my tweets to Katie Wingy that if they're going to compare him with Andre Miller, realize this young man has a much more proficient three-point shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Than Andre Miller ever did. And I think he's going to be one of the steals of the draft. I really honestly believe that. And again, in Calvin, we trust. And, you know, then you go back to Peyton Watson, and they basically have said, the coaches, that they are going to run the offense through Peyton Watson in the summer league because his confidence is that high and they feel that confident in him as being their leader on the court. And I thought that was kind of fun to hear. I mean, it does speak to the fact that there's a reason they let Jeff Green go, because they want to carve out more time for Christian and for Peyton Watson to be integral parts of this next year's team. Because also Jamal Murray is going to be getting a max contract or extension, right? And so they're going to need to fit that in with younger players. And this just kind of fits their culture, as I'd said before.
Yeah. No, I mean, just watching the team, just like you guys said. Strother, especially for me, his jump shot is so smooth. It is so smooth. And what I do like about it, he has such a quick release. Right. Like he at no moment in any of those clips that I saw, although, yes, they are practicing, but even still, every time he got the ball, his catch and shoot was just, it was immediate. And I think in this type of, you know, especially with a Nikola Jokic ran offense, sometimes you only got that split second to get that shot off. And if we can rely on Strother to hit those shots as well, especially on days where, like, maybe MPJ's shot's not falling or KCP's shot's not falling, you know, if you got the rookie out there hitting some shots, listen, at least recently, yes, I understand that Michael Malone is not known to play rookies a lot, but like we said before, Bones did get a lot of chances last season. Christian Brown got a lot of chances this season, right? So rookies have been, but they have to show something when they get those opportunities. And I think, what better time than now? Because just like you said, this team has to adjust some things moving forward with this new CBA, right? They have to make some changes here. And of course, we're seeing that, right? Obviously with Bruce Brown and obviously, you know, with Jeff Green and you know, I mean, Thomas Bryant really didn't affect the bottom line as much, but there's a lot of things that have been changing. But I really like what I'm seeing from these rookies, like you said, with Jalen Pickett. He seems to be just such a versatile point guard, just versatile, because you like those guys that are able to do a little bit of everything. Because if his shot isn't falling, like you've been talking about, his three-point shot, right? Can he still move the ball? Can he still play defense? Can he still crash the boards and box out? Things like that. That's what the Nuggets need with that second unit, especially when Nikola Jokic is not on the floor. So I'm excited, y'all. Like, I'm excited to see what other moves, because I think the Nuggets still have, I believe it's a $9 million trade exception from the
Morris
trade. Yeah, so they still have that available for the team right now. So there's still some guys out there that the Nuggets can, in fact, go after with that exception. So and like I said, it's $9 million. So it's not like it's just some little cheap person. Like, you can get somebody that can come in and immediately make an impact. Yeah. So listen, Monte Morris trade, that thing is still paying dividends right now. So that is still, that's still a thing.
If there's somebody out there right now, can we all name a free agent that you'd like to see come in as a last kind of last minute player? And I would say, how about Christian Wood?
Ooh, Would Christian Wood sign for nine?
$9 million?
Yeah, I don't know if he's signing for nine, man.
I don't know.
Christian Wood, I'll tell you this.
He disappeared at the end of the year, bro.
Yeah, okay, that's true. I just don't think he would take that. I think that's just the way I see it. I think talent-wise, if the Nuggets can get a Christian Wood, because he's one of those guys that he's absolutely talented. You know, he can stretch the floor as a big. He can crash the board sometimes because he definitely messed up some of my rebound parlays, but we're not going to talk about that. but I do like Christian Wood, and I think he would – I think he's another player that would benefit from playing with Nikola Jokic especially. Sure. But I highly doubt that he would take – because he's one of those guys right now, because he went through the undrafted process. He went through all those different things. I think for him, he's looking for like more stability, right? He's looking for like a longer type of contract right now. For me personally, I would probably say maybe he falls under the same thing, but maybe a guy like even an Alex Caruso, right? Alex Caruso is one of those guys that I think fits that mold of what the Nuggets can do. He does a lot of the Bruce Brown stuff, a lot of that. Not to say that we can't get that from Peyton Watson or Christian Brown, but Alex Caruso is a proven defender, like proven. We know he can guard a lot of different guys on the perimeter. We know what he can do, and he does have the ability to stretch the floor a little bit as well. So it's just a couple guys. Maybe
is he available? Is he available?
He might be. I feel like I saw his name on like a free agent list the other day, but I could be wrong. I have not like really taken a look at all the specific free agents just because the Nuggets don't have a big amount of cap space or anything like that to really do much. So for me, I wasn't even thinking about it because I'm like, there's no point in looking at window shopping right now if I know we can't get half these guys.
Right.
So, but that $9 million trade exception, that is still available. So we will see what Calvin Booth decides to do with that. But yeah, I mean, it just has to be someone that has the right mentality for this team.
I would say I'd want more of a big man. I don't know. I just think they've been too guard heavy with both the draft and their free agency.
That's fair.
I kind of would want, and then I kind of talked about it earlier, but like with Kamagate, I think it really depends on how they view him for this year. I think that really is going to decide where they go at with that last little bit, because I think they will utilize that money. I was joking about Mo Bamba, but he's too expensive. Because Mo Bamba,
he just signed with the Lakers.
I know he's with the Sixers now.
Yeah, with the Sixers.
Oh, Sixers. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like him and Christian Wood. I know Christian Wood's better, but like they were in that field of like that would be nice, but would they take such a pay cut?
Yeah,
which is just unrealistic, but. I don't know. I mean, maybe Montrezl Harrell.
Interesting.
I think he signed too. I'm pretty sure I saw his name sign, unless he was just like declining to become a free agent. But I think for Montrezl, that's not a player that I feel like you give like that amount of money to personally. I mean, you give him like the little. You give him like, it's kind of funny, us regular humans saying like the little $2 million. But Montrezl is like, I feel like, you know, for $9 million, although it's not the hugest amount, I feel like that's still something you give to a player. Like, just like Nelson said, if you can get Christian Wood for $9 million, you take that, right? Yeah, because I think he has the talent to match that number. But you don't just give that to just some random person. And I know Nelson was kind of joking when he mentioned Bol Bol, but you don't give Bol Bol $9 million either. Like because yes, he's good and he showed some things with Orlando, but
that's never going to happen. Obviously.
No.
Did they have to give them that amount? Cause I was thinking there's such a big discrepancy. I feel like at least when I was scanning like the available free agents and their annual value, it was like, the big men were like Christian Wood, Mo Bamba had like the 10 mil, and then the next was like Biombo at 3. So yeah. It's like there is such a big discrepancy. I don't know if it'd be like a, you know, sign and trade situation or
which happened with Grant Williams today, right?
He went to Dallas. He just went to Dallas. So I feel like that's kind of, we'd be in that position if they don't get Christian Wood, just in that sense of like I think everybody else, to your point, Jeremy, is definitely not worth $9 million. Right. So you're either.
What about Kelly Oubre?
Hey, listen, Kelly Oubre.
I like Kelly Oubre.
Kelly Oubre can stretch the floor.
Yeah, he
and
can.
He rebounds really well for a wing, and I think he's one of those guys you can play him at. You can play him at the three or the four. Like yeah. sometimes, like in a small ball lineup, because I think he's like, I don't want to say 6'7", 6'8".
He's
lanky enough to be able to do that. So I actually
he plays zero that. Defense. You know, that's well, his yeah, problem. That, so
there you go. Then.
That's probably a Knicks nay on that. But I think Christian Wood on a 1 year deal would be enticed to come to the World Champions
if he plays one year
with Nikola and really perform at a high level.
And maybe even more money.
Yeah, then he will
definitely get more money for
he takes Zeke's spot as the backup center and then becomes the backup power forward. Could play small forward also. I mean, he just gives you a lot of options flexibility wise. But then again, like I said, maybe that, or like you guys say, maybe that's crazy. But that would be my one guy that I would love to see them get because he's got an immense amount of talent.
Yeah, for sure.
I just think for how much he was kind of commanding when he first got that contract with Dallas, it would be hard to take, not like convince him to go back down because like he fought his way because of what he was showing in the Rockets. I don't know. To your point,
why is he still available, Jack? You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
There might be some underlying reason that's the case, and maybe.
I think it's locker room stuff, honestly. I think it really is because talent-wise, he's actually a really good player. Like if you watched him, you know, even playing for Detroit, even having some moments with Dallas, he is talented.
And
he's very talented. Yeah, like he's a very, very talented player. It's just that there just seems to be a disconnect with teams. It's almost and not to say it's this particular level, but it's almost like look at DeMarcus Cousins, right? DeMarcus Cousins, we know talent-wise, you can watch him and say, dude, he could still play in the league right now, talent-wise.
Yeah.
But there's something else. There's something else that goes on behind the scenes, and in his case, on the scenes as well, that we can see physically. But with Christian Wood, it just seems that way too, where you can clearly tell that he's a really good player. But something else is going on in the background, maybe injuries, but I don't think it's that. I think it's just a locker room thing.
Or maybe does Christian Wood love basketball, or does he love the idea of being in the NBA?
You never know these days.
And then when it comes to culture, the Nuggets have already proven that they don't want that type of player, right?
So he
might just completely be off of their board as far as a possible free agent on their end, just because he maybe is that locker room problem and they have no bandwidth for that. Jokic has set the table after the Cousins thing and said, we're not doing that again. If we do, it's going to be a detriment to me signing in the future or whatever. So you never know.
And look at DeAndre Jordan, right? DeAndre Jordan just came back. There's a reason for that, right?
Perfect.
It's not they didn't bring him back because they're like, oh man, listen, he's absolutely the best backup center in the league. No, but he brings something that, just like you said, Nikola Jokic might look at him and say, you know what? I really want him on this team, right? When we practice, I want a player who can get physical, who's still like a big enough center. Like he's 7 feet tall, he's still athletic, he can still block shots. So maybe that's just a perfect player for Nikola Jokic to practice against, to be ready for some of these other guys. And I mean, let's be real. Nikola Jokic has already proven that he can cook anybody in this league, you know? So there's really no person that I can see that can stop that man. So, but I just think it's a locker room thing.
I think too, my gut's telling me from what they did with free agency, what they did in the draft, I just think they're going to focus on the youth. I mean, and we can talk about this in just a second, but with them signing Justin Holiday, like they clearly their only three signings have been players over the age of 30 or 33 even. Reggie Jackson's the youngest signing at 33. So it's like I do think that they're great for veteran presence. Don't get me wrong, but I think that just kind of points into my direction that they're going to go young no matter what. So like I think their mentality is like, why would we need a Christian Wood if Kamagate is killing it in France and it looks like he's committing to Denver? So if we can hopefully get that. But I just think that, you know, I don't really see them going much older. Now, Christian Wood's only 27, so that's why, like, I could definitely see him going a little bit maybe like that, but the whole locker room thing is so huge. But my question to you guys, Jeremy, I'll throw it off to you first. How do you feel about Justin Holliday?
I mean, when I saw the signing, I mean, I'll be honest, I really didn't have much of an opinion on it. I was just like, okay, this is a guy who, you know, he's made his way around the league so far. I mean, you know, of course, he has two other brothers in the league, one being Drew Holiday, and I believe the other one is Aaron Holiday. So, you know, they have that family stuff going on. Honestly, I mean, every time I've seen him, he hits threes, you know, like he hits some wide open threes from time to time. He can play defense. He's just one of those guys where you kind of is like a little plug and play type of player. He doesn't necessarily bring anything to the team, in my opinion, that's just like that moves the needle in any way. But I do think that in a situation like this, he can help, right? He can definitely help stretch the floor and just do some things too. Because I think, like we've been talking about, maybe it is just a personality thing, right? Maybe that's the main thing that Calvin Booth and the staff, they're looking for. They're looking for players who they're willing to buy into what's happening right now with this particular team. It may not come down to just straight up talent. Because, I mean, all these guys are NBA players. So, of course, there's talent there. But I think the biggest thing for Calvin Booth and those guys is really people that can mesh well and fit within their role well on this team. I think that is probably the most important thing. So I think any other signings the Nuggets have, I think it'll come down to that more so than what they can really do on the court. I think that'll be more important.
Yeah. I agree with you 100%. And I also think it's not coincidental that they have a motto that they're following for the free agent market, which is what Jack said. Guys over 30 years old that are mature and know they're going to know their role coming into the next year. Just like, and I mentioned this in our last meeting, Jeremy, in the draft, they went with players that had 3 or 4 years of playing experience in their collegiate, you know, success.
Right.
And so on the collegiate level, they basically did not go after any freshmen that were young developmental players. They got guys that had played. And so you're seeing this from Calvin Booth, which is he's you know, it's not coincidental. Like I said, he's looking at these kids who are mature, and he's looking at the free agents who are mature, don't have the expectation that they're going to get major minutes. If they don't get major minutes, they're going to be great for the leadership and the culture of the team. So I think it's important to recognize that, and I think you nailed it on the head, Jeremy.
Gotcha. Well, listen, guys, before we get out of here, I wanted to just give you guys just a chance to kind of bring back one of your favorite moments, not only just at the show. And I know that probably the best moment was the Nuggets win the championship and us being super, super ecstatic about everything. But if you could think back, what was the one thing throughout the season? Because we went through a lot of motions, a lot of shows that we did. And, you know, we had some days where it was kind of like, hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, you know, we lost a couple games. It was like you could tell the feel was different. Yeah. Was there anything that kind of just really stood out to you that you remember that just like a really cool memory, man? Is there anything that you could think of, Jack?
Yeah, to me, what was better than winning the championship was you just going on a rant about Sixers fans. I mean, I don't know what gets better than that. I just thought it was hilarious. At the time, it was a very heated discussion. Right. Now they're an afterthought to us after Jokic won it all. But yeah, I thought that was great. I saw your full oomph. I mean, you've been a great host. It's been lovely, but I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate that. That was a fun moment. I can't lie. Nelson, what did you?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it was when we got into the playoffs and kind of started to get a little bit of a role. And I'm very much like speak stuff into existence. And at one point, I did the countdown for how many games it would be until the three of us actually got to sit down and break bread and
that happened.
And chill out together. If the team won a championship or got close, it happened a little bit before that. The team actually won a championship, but I basically said, I think with like, I don't know, 10 games left or something.
Yeah.
It's 10 more games until we get to meet and enjoy a meal together. And it got down to the last game, and Jack and I were lucky enough to go to the finals the game final where they won the championship.
Awesome. Yeah.
Which was an amazing bucket list kind of thing. So for me, that was kind of like just the anticipation that this could finally happen, and that we could actually all come together, not knowing each other when we started the show, to finally get a chance to sit down and meet you guys and have a chance to talk to you one-on-one and meet you in person. That was really cool for me. And that speaks to sports. It speaks to community. It speaks to the amazing thing that this can do for us all, that we can all come together. Even when we had the, on Twitter, there was a Twitter thing where everybody was following each other because we were Nugget fans.
Yeah.
It just speaks to the amazing idea of sports, to have, I think, million people at the parade or however many people were there, and to enjoy that together as a group, even though some of us might be, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, our country is so divided on so many levels, but to come together as a unit, as a community, I thought that was amazing. And it was an amazing ride to go through all this year with you two, and then to have it culminate in the championship.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. I think, yes, of course, the Nuggets winning the championship to kind of just make this whole thing, put the icing on the cake. I thought that was amazing. But yeah, like you said, man, meeting you guys, talking to a lot of Nuggets fans throughout this season from, Keaton, Kobe, Connor, Gavin, Joyce, Cisco. Like, we had a lot of people hop on the show. We had Harrison, DeMar
Johnson, our Serbian friend,
Matia.
Yeah.
We had a lot of really great people hop on the show this season. I think that's what stood out to me, is that these people are not just Twitter followers anymore. You know what I mean? Like, these are people that, we talk to, we see them posting stuff now, we support them. And I think that is one of the coolest parts about this show, this season, the fact that we all kind of did this together, and building this and just seeing what was happening. I thought that was the best thing, man. Just meeting so many different people, and, for it to culminate in a championship was just, you really couldn't ask for a better ending, right? But like we said before, and to start the show off, although this is at this very moment the last episode of the show, who knows what the future holds, right? We have, we will talk some more, as the summer goes along. We have some ideas, some things that we could be doing, and we will discuss some more stuff. But listen, guys, I just want to let y'all know this has been a whole lot of fun, right? And I think just looking back at this season, man, It really could not have been any better. I cannot lie. It could not have been any better from start to finish. So before we get out of here, man, Jack, you got any last words for the people, man?
It's been an honor. Like you said, Jeremy, it's been great. Hopefully some stuff works out in the future, but you never know. But just very grateful for what we did. And you guys have been great. And it's been, every episode's been a blast. I've been excited to do every single one of them that I've been on. And
very cool.
I couldn't ask for more. And you've really just really made it a smooth ride for all of us. So Nelson, I appreciate you. Jeremy, I appreciate you. And here's to the future.
Here's to the future. Nelson, end us off, man.
Yeah, I can't end it any better than Jack did, man. I think it's fitting that we go out as champions for sure.
Yeah.
And it's not over. I'm going to, hopefully do some stuff with you guys, and we're going to continue on some level. And it's just been a huge blessing, the whole thing. It's been an honor, and it's been a blessing. And I think you're right about that, Jeremy. The fact we got to meet so many other cool people along the way that are just really fun, nice, great Nugget fans, made it also worth every minute of it. And it was just a blast. And like I said, the fact that we won that NBA championship, and it all happened during our tenure, just makes it that much more meaningful and fun.
Absolutely. Well, listen, guys, I just want to say thank you. Seriously, thank you, because like I said, this has been a whole lot of fun, and you know, just for coming in and saying, you know what, let's do this, right? Let's do this. And you know, reaching out to guests and having conversations and, you know, just working some things out, even in the background. Like, I think I'm eternally grateful. And like I said, we will stay in contact no matter what. We'll work on some other things in the background. And you never know, you know, we will we might just be back. You know, you might just be back. So you definitely don't definitely not gonna put that idea to rest, because it's definitely possible. But we will see how that goes. But listen, for everybody that's listening, everybody that has been listening throughout the season, we appreciate each and every one of you. But guys, listen, the Nuggets are going to win another championship. All right. I just want to make sure we end on something right there. You know, we're coming back for more. And I think next season, hey man, we want it again. But until next time, guys, it doesn't matter what we do or how we do it, but we shall be back in some way. I just think this can't be the end of everything. But for right now, we'll just take a little pause here. But we appreciate everybody who's listening to the show right now, and we will be back at some point. But until next time, y'all, this is Denver Hoops and Dreams signing off. Peace.
Peace.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.